On the seventh day, God rested. In 1759, France fought India over Canada. Today, it is episode 11 of the Hank Lazard Show podcast.
Hank Lazard Show.
Was it something I said?
Plug in your iPod and sit next to your phone. You're about to experience the most versatile podgram on the Potternet. Don't be a one scooper. Listen to Hank Lazard. Hank Lazard is the award-winning performer who is the former star of Ventriloquism Karaoke, former co-host of the famous Ashtray, former host of the Teenager Robot, future best-selling author of two books, and current host of the Hank Lazard Show podcast. Hank Lazard performs live in more than one state. You can listen to this podcast if you're a famous optometrist. And now, here he is, the host of the Hank Lazard Show podcast. Fasten your safety belts. Just kidding. Have you beat your coach today? Here he is live. Here is Hank Lazard.
Summarize it. But we just talked about this before the show.
Yeah, on tonight's show, Hank Lazard's weather report, getting to know Hank Lazard, truth or dare with Vicky Delaney and soap opera, what time is it, Pauline?
Alright, it is, 11:50 p.m., welcome to the Hank Lazard Show podcast. Today is Friday, December 8th. 9th. Wait, isn't today the 9th?
The 9th.
Yeah, I've been thinking
it's
the
8th all
day. And
if we keep this under 22 minutes, we can keep it on the 9th.
We can, and this is the plan. This is the goal for tonight. We are recording in the United States in Birmingham, Alabama. At 10th Place South, Rodney's apartment, be sure to visit Hank's website, www.hanklazard.com. Listen to old shows, find out where Hank is performing, win fabulous prizes. Listen to Hank's jokes, etc., etc. Send Hank an email at hanklazard@hanklazard.com, or you can call Hank at 205-583-4624. All right, now we are going to be serious about getting this done quick tonight in 22 minutes. And as a matter of fact, all right, this going straight into roll call. All right, Hank Lazard. Come on, Hank. Hank Lazard. All right, no nicknames. That's just, all right, that counts.
Hank.
All right, good. Jason. All right, Jason is here. Rodney.
Yeah.
All right, who else do we got? Vicky Delaney, the consultant. Not here. Okay, Vicky Delaney, the sock puppet. All right. Oh, Joe Besser, the frog puppet.
Oh, Joe Besser is here.
Oh,
it is a fantastic day.
All right, what about Debbie? Is Debbie here?
This is Debbie.
All right, great. Why is Debbie here?
I'm trying to reach Betsy.
Oh, okay, that's nice. All right, what about Mark?
Hey, I'm here.
All right, what about Megan?
I'm here.
All right, good. All right, that was quick and to the point. All right.
That's 4 minutes. 4 minutes, roll call out of the way.
Well, we're going to get into Hank Lazard's weather report by five. And the reason I want to get into this quick is because last episode, when I was listening to it on playback, it sort of dragged in the middle and we got off topic. There was, like, soap opera was good. We had the fan fiction soap opera and a couple other things were all right. But other than that, I think we'd be better off if we just started to tighten things up. Really made a concerted effort here.
Yeah, Joe Besser's name is Jason.
What? Hold on.
All right, this is exactly the exact opposite of. There's no characters are playing characters.
Yeah, Joe Besser's playing Jason tonight.
I don't like this one bit. All right, can we get into Hank Lazard's weather report?
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, that's someone crazy meatball.
No, not Joe Besser, Jason.
Yeah.
I heard that we have a special clip at the end of the show for tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got off topic last week talking about that Xbox 360. We're going to play that at the end of the show, and we'll talk about it at the end of the show, because I'm not sure how exciting that is. So that's number one of tightening up the show. Normally, we would play that five-minute clip of Hank and I visiting Best Buy in Circuit City on November 22nd when the Xbox 360 came out. But tonight, we're going to save that until the end, because we're not going to waste any more time. All right, so Hank Lazard's weather report.
Yes, so I invented a new type of ham.
New type of ham?
This is not the weather report. Don't ask him any questions about that. Hank Lazard's weather
ham,
report.
Or did he not say ham?
Yeah, new type of ham, Wally.
Oh, wow. I love ham.
Yeah, you put it on a stick.
Ham on a stick?
It sounds like
sort of like a corn dog to me.
I'm writing this into the weather report.
I'm sending this to Oscar
Mayer.
Book.
It's a book, Pauline.
It's not a book.
Yeah, it's like if you have mustard. Yeah, if you don't have mustard.
I don't even. Can we please get on to the weather part?
Yeah, hey, Charlie, to him or not to him? Charlie.
Not to. Yeah.
Alright.
Hey, Molly, to him or not to him, Molly?
To him.
Alright. I don't even know what we're talking about. Alright.
Yeah, I guess Molly likes mustard and Jolly likes to eat him on a stick without mustard.
All right. Are you ready for the weather report?
Yeah, Rolly.
Yeah?
It's a little early for this.
Yeah, to him or not to him, Rolly.
Would you please get to the weather report?
I like ham, but I do not like mustard.
I can't believe I'm begging for the weather report. Last week I vowed that we wouldn't do the weather report anymore because it was such a waste of time.
All yeah, right. It was such a waste of time.
Theme music that we could force into this.
Yeah, weather report.
Yeah,
secret word. Is this sort of like Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yeah, no, it's Hank Lazard's secret word, Wally.
And what is? Explain the secret word to me.
Yeah, it's a secret.
Why don't you tell me the secret? There, two scoops.
Yeah, maybe at the end of the show. Now it's time for Hank Lazard's weather report.
All right.
Thank goodness.
Last time we did this, we decided we'll do the weather report for Tuesday.
Yeah.
But the Potter didn't go up until yesterday.
Yeah, so
it was useless.
Yeah, I guess I was right on the weather report.
I can't remember if you were right. You said it might rain and it might be windy, and Rodney might take a nap. How was that?
There was a 100% chance of that.
Did you take a nap on Tuesday, Rodney?
Yeah, I always take a nap.
Yeah, 20 times 9 divided by 2, Hank Lazard right on, weather report.
Yeah, I was going to ask the odds on that, and you beat me to it. You must have been reading my mind. Well, that's from your psychic demonstration that you were just showing again. That Hank Lazard can read my mind, because I was wondering the odds, because I think I'm going to start up a little pool here.
All right. Is what is this weather report the same thing? What day is it for? Just I don't even care what day.
Yeah, tomorrow.
All right. This will never. Okay. It's too late for that.
Tomorrow's going to be in 3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes. 50% chance of Potter.
What does might mean?
You're 50-50, Raleigh. 50 for you, 50 for me. Loan me $20 times 9 divided by 2.
What is this turning into knuckleballs and pie returns?
I don't even know what this is turning into. What is next? I have something crossed out on here. Oh, getting to know Hank Lazard. All right, are we finished with the weather report? It might rain tomorrow, and...
Yeah, and Raleigh might take a nap.
All right.
Yep, that's probably right.
That's probably right. All right.
Yeah, Raleigh.
Yeah, Hank?
Yeah, do you like Pepsi?
All right, now come on.
Yes, I do like Pepsi.
Yeah, the can is blue.
Not if it's diet.
Yeah, the can is blue, the drink is brown.
Blue and brown.
Yeah, just like a bamboo's ass, Raleigh.
A bamboo's ass. They have red. What is, no, it's a bamboo. That's a plant, Hank.
We were so close to getting into emails. All right. You think Pepsi's going to pay you for that?
Yeah, send me coupons, Pauline.
All right.
I ain't seen no coupons.
Getting to know Hank Lazard. All right. Do we have any questions back here in the gallery for Hank Lazard?
How old are you, Hank?
We discussed that one, episode 4.
Yeah, born in 1968. Check you checked my neck, Jolly. Remember, Jolly?
No.
It
yeah, well, it wasn't.
Yeah, Jolly checked my neck, Raleigh.
That was Jacob that checked your neck.
Yeah. So it was confirmed 1968, which wait, 33, that's not right.
No, that's
it's like 38 or something, isn't that right? 37?
I don't know. Math?
Yeah, 38, Hank Lazard, 1968.
Okay, well, can I get another? Where are you from?
Yeah, Red Hook, Brooklyn, Jolly.
Okay.
You could have read that on the website, the biography.
Yeah, well, there's several different places of birth on there. I forget what it is, but Red Hook, I don't even know where Red Hook, Brooklyn is or what that means.
That's a tough neighborhood, I hear.
Oh, okay. Cue the cat.
Yep.
All right. Okay, now this, I can get behind this. All right, truth or dare with Vicky Delaney.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Let's do this.
Okay, is everybody ready for this? All right. Vicky Delaney, truth or dare?
My little chick-a-dare.
All right, truth.
All right.
This is pretty exciting. All right. I was thinking, Vicky, that it's been pretty cold out, even down here in Birmingham, Alabama. So what do you do to keep warm?
My little chick-a-dare.
Oh, God.
Did you hear that, Riley?
Oh, God. I wish that I didn't. Woo!
That is spicy.
Whoa.
We'll have to edit that out in post-production.
Yeah.
Blue in the can, brown in the can.
Yeah. Oh, man. Vicky.
All right. Truth or Dare with Vicky Delaney wrapped up. All right. Everything is going along all right. Into this week.
This is Debbie.
All right. Debbie, what are you into this week?
I'm trying to reach Betsy.
When are you not trying to reach Betsy?
Oh. Something is wrong.
Something is wrong.
Debbie.
I guess Raleigh's into Ice Wars, Boys versus Girls.
What are you talking about? What is Ice Wars?
Yes, Ice Wars, men versus women, Raleigh. CBS.
Cut it out. I do not watch CBS.
Hey, Jolly, what are you doing tomorrow night?
What?
You're watching Ice Wars versus women.
Oh, someone hanked your Hank.
All right, let's just get on to soap opera and get out of here. What are we at? 15? We might get done in 22.
This is unheard of.
Yeah, we burned through everything. We've cut the fat, just like George Foreman, and now we're good to go.
Yeah, I'm into something else this week.
What are you into?
I hope it has nothing to do with the secret word.
Radio charades.
Radio charades.
Yeah, let's go. Two words, Riley.
Two words.
This is not no.
Yeah, first word.
Hand. Salute.
Yeah, that's it.
Salute, all right.
That's close, Riley.
Oh.
Yes, second word.
Can you talk?
I don't know. This is radio charades.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, radio charades, Jolly, second word.
All right. Up.
Raise.
Yeah, that.
Salute up.
Yeah, that's it, Raleigh.
Salute up.
No, it's yeah, close. The first word is different.
Shut up.
No. Yeah, like I am going to a wedding and wearing a blank.
Suit. Suit up.
Suit. Yeah, that's it, Charlie.
Suit up for the Ice Wars?
Suit up.
You suit up. Men versus women.
All right. I'm
what
definitely going to suit up.
How does...
I don't know if that went through.
What the hell happened? All right, let's go. Soap opera. Are you in any... Oh, no. Never mind, Hank.
Yeah, the secret word.
What?
Yeah, still a secret, maybe at the end of the show, Pauline.
We're almost at the end of the show.
All right, okay, we
well,
have...
Well, hey, Jason is this... What are you into this week? And not Joe Besser... No. Jason, what are you into this week?
I'm not into anything this week.
Not Ice Wars?
No.
Boys versus girls, Pauline.
No, but not boys versus girls. All right, let's get into everything's covered here,
right.
And plus more. But I must say I'm pretty satisfied, even though all the irritation. All right, if we can get through soap opera, easier said than done. All right, we need a
volunteer,
a game show host. All right, this week's... Oh, let's mention this. Last week, we had fan fiction soap opera.
Yes.
If anybody listening wants to write an episode of soap opera and send it in, we'll do it. All right, just familiarize yourself with the soap operas on the webpage. Excuse me.
All of the scripts are up online.
That is true. And also, did you see this? The episodes 1 through 6, I did post a link to that.
Yes.
So you can listen... To episodes. It is 1 through 6, is that right? Or co-pilot through 6, is that right?
I think so. And and whenever I get some time, I will make it current. I will be editing that to make it current.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a couple of different sections, because maybe the file will get too big after a while.
More to come on that. All right, soap opera.
Who's the game show host?
Well,
all right,
I'll
Mark,
be.
You're going to be the game show host. All right, is there anything we need to know about... No, it doesn't matter. Go ahead, Rodney.
Previously on soap opera, Stacey Delaney might have met Tony Fontaine's father, Tony Fontaine, while she was dead. What was in the real black case? Has Tony Fontaine's father's second diary's lock been unlocked? Are Tony Fontaine, and Tony Fontaine back from the past?
And we only had to murder that one guy's grandmother.
Am I a girl?
Yeah, no, you're a talking dog, Raleigh.
Well, at least it was an accident.
Does everyone remember when we first opened the second black case?
Yes.
So do I. Remembering music plays.
You play the remembering music, Rolly. No, that's not right, Rolly. That's it, Rolly. That's the remembering music.
What is that?
All right. Where are we at?
All right. Is this a flashback? All right. Yeah. I wonder where he buys his pants.
What was with those three guys?
That guy's grandmother was really giving them the business.
Tony Fontaine, are you going to open that black case?
Tony Fontaine, are you paying attention?
Remembering music plays. Hopefully.
You play the remembering music,
Robbie. I will. Hold on. I'm getting to it.
You know, a little forewarning would have been nice, Hank, on this. How is this remembering music? Alright.
Sounds like a phone ringing to me. Oh, wow. That was a huge bite.
That's a huge sandwich.
Remembering music plays.
Alright, so are we still in the past here?
I think we're in the past of the past. Oh.
Yeah, that was a good sandwich.
What is in the case?
It is a small screwdriver, of course.
Will you trade that screwdriver for a semi-automatic toaster?
No, I need this to open my dead father's second diary.
That reminds me of my dead son.
Man, that game show host has a huge ass.
Next week on Soap Opera, Flapjacks and Superstacks. All the Tony Fontaine that you remember are played by the same people, and then the game show host was played by Mark.
All right, other than the remembering music confusion. So we had, what, a double flat? Hey, you know, this is exciting, though, because finally we figured out what was in that second black case.
I know, and it was really exciting when I read, when I heard Tony Fontaine say, it's a small screwdriver, of course. That's like making me think back to like episode 2 maybe or something.
Yeah,
like that.
12 episodes where so in theory that small screwdriver can be used to open the second diary.
Oh no. Yeah, that's wonderful.
I can hardly wait until next week. All right,
For Flapjacks and Superstacks.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Brian Peterson in an IHOP, I'm going to be PO'd.
Well, I'm wondering. All right, so game show host?
Yeah,
he's got a fat ass.
That's it, Rolly.
What? can we talk about the, you know, this is part of soap opera. People sit around, the water coolers talking about soap opera.
No, IHOP was the secret word.
IHOP. Oh. Isn't that four words? All right.
Well, it's an acronym, a word. We have to really think about that.
Yeah. Oh, 24. All right, so this, and it's not today anymore, is it? All right, it's already tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to close with this this thing. Should we play it and record it right now, or should we just add it in post?
Well, I think it'll be easier to play it and record it. Right. So there isn't any post-production for me to procrastinate and put off.
All right.
And other P words.
All right, so let's go ahead. We're going to play this thing of Hank and I going out to shop for 360s.
Yeah, I guess I never got that horchata.
I remember Jason came in and tried to order a horchata for me after he'd been out.
Yeah, Hank was in the car.
I didn't know that. I didn't know Hank was with you. Why didn't you come in and say hi?
Yeah, I guess I stayed in the car, Raleigh.
Well, I could have fixed you a sandwich.
Yeah, two scoops of tuna salad.
I'd put two scoops of chocolate chips.
Right, this is exactly what I want the show to turn into.
All right.
Any last catchphrases? Hank, you haven't given your catchphrase. Well, I'll close with that.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is.
Neither can I.
It is Tuesday, November 22nd, 7:35 a.m. Hank and I are going to head out to Best Buy and possibly Circuit City to see if there's a bunch of dorks standing in line waiting for the Xbox 360 and possibly purchase one for the purposes of either opening it or making a quick turnaround and selling it on eBay. All right, Hank, are you awake?
You woke me up.
So do you want to go on this thing or what?
Yeah, 50 for you, 50 for me.
All right, I don't know what that means. All right, Hank and I are in the car. All right, Hank, what do you say? Are you ready to do this? Maybe I'll pick us. Do you want to stop and get some horchatas on the way, Hank?
Yeah, big horchata.
All right. It is Tuesday, November 22nd, 7:35 a.m. Hank and I are going to head out to Best Buy and possibly Circuit City to see if there's a bunch of dorks standing in line waiting for the Xbox 360 and possibly purchase one for the purposes of either opening it or making a quick turnaround and selling it on eBay. All right, Hank, are you awake?
You woke me up.
So do you want to go on this thing or what?
Yeah, 50 for you, 50 for me.
All right, I don't know what that means. All right, Hank and I are in the car. We're getting ready to go. All right, Hank, what do you say? Are you ready to do this?
Where are we going?
Maybe I'll pick us. Do you want to stop and get some horchatas on the way, Hank?
Yeah, big horchata.
All right. Do you even know what a horchata is? I don't even know what a horchata is. Do you know what a horchata is?
Yeah, it's a refreshing cold drink made of rice, almonds, cinnamon, lime scent and sugar. Care for a hangover served at breakfast, despite its milky appearance.
Alright, it's only 8 o'clock, so I made the decision that I'm going to try to swing by Circuit City first. Oh my god, it is all white males aged 20 to 22, somewhere in that age range, standing outside Circuit City. I thought maybe there would at least be some parents out here concerned about their children's entertainment welfare, but it's not. This is like Star Wars opening minus the girls. I thought more of the people waiting for Xboxes. I thought there would be more costumes out here. Oh, there. All right, we got one guy. He is dressed up like Bill Gates. So that, oh wait, I think that's just the way he normally dresses. Go over and see what the situation at Best Buy is. Same situation at Best Buy, not a bigger crowd. Oh, we got some mothers. We have some mothers and they are at the end of the line, not surprisingly. So here we go. Are you coming, Hank, or not? What?
I'll stay in the car.
All right. What?
Don't forget to ask them at thehankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhankerhank
are a lot of chairs. So, and a 12-pack of Vault Cola and an empty box of Krispy Kreme donuts. The tent is going back to the car. So obviously some kids have borrowed a tent, and they don't know how to take it down, so they're carrying the whole thing, and they're going to throw it in the back of their pickup truck. But I'm going to give up my place in line, since this is not the most important thing here, and go to the front of the line and see if I can get some information from some of these dorks. Or are they actually letting people in one at a time? Hey, does anybody have information for me? Have you been here all night?
Yeah. Well, I've been here since about 3, 4 o'clock. There's some people here that have been here since 7.
So how are they working this? It looks like, are they letting people in one at a time? Have they started selling them yet?
They said there was 34 systems, and so the first 34 people about 30 minutes ago, so about 8 o'clock, got 34 tickets to go, and they let all of them go in, and we're just kind of waiting to see if somebody's card gets declined or something, but they said this is all they've got.
So you were here at 3, and nothing going, and you were not one of the first 34 people, is that right?
Right.
All right. 35th. All right, for those of you who haven't heard the rumor is they've already let the 34 people into the thing. They've given out tickets, and again, this is rumor. I don't work for Best Buy or anything like that. Hank's going to be very upset because I didn't have the heart. I mean, you're here since 3 a.m. and have your hopes and dreams smashed, and some idiot comes up and asks you if you hanked your Hank at HankLazard.com. And let's see what's going on over at Circuit City. It's all over here, and they're not supposed to open for 2 hours. All right, I see a couple guys hanging out. Hey, will you guys talk to me and give me the update? Okay, so how many tickets did they give out?
They gave out like 15 for the premium and about 5, I think, for the other one.
How many people did not get it, would you say?
Probably like, well, we're telling people all night there wasn't enough, so we just, about 5 were actually here and didn't get any, but a lot got sent home all through the night.
How early was the person here who did not get a ticket?
The first 20 were probably here by about 9:30 last night. So the first person I know was at 7, so probably if you got here around 11 o'clock last night, you weren't getting guaranteed to get anything.
Oh, man. So some people slept all night and got nothing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did any moms get tickets this morning? Did any mom rough it out all night?
Paid for a ticket.
Oh my God, how much did she pay for it?
$250, I think.
$250 for sleeping out all night. That's not bad. Hey, can I talk to you for a second? But there's a rumor that some mom paid you a bunch of money for your ticket this morning. Is that true?
Yeah, grandmother did.
Oh, a grandmother. All right, so how did that happen? Like, what was the situation? What time did she approach you last night?
She came up this morning, I guess around 7, and said she'd give me $200 for my spot in line. I said, all right.
Wow, super grandmother. All right, that's great. Hey, thanks. All right. What's your name?
Andrew Wallace.
All right, Andrew, do you ever listen to podcasts?
No.
Have you ever hanked your Hank at HankLazard.com?
No.